1 hour of hockey talk to kick off your afternoon. This is Hockey Central at Noon, only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
And the Flames come from behind to defeat the Jets by a final score 4-1. Another W for the Flaming Sea, who finished their six-game, 11-day road trip with a very impressive 4-2 record.
Welcome to Hockey Central at Noon on your Monday afternoon. Pat Steinberg along with you from our studios downtown Calgary, and we've got two big things to talk about on the Flames front. First of all, the Flames are back at home following their early season six-game road trip, which, as you heard Derek Wills say right there, they go 4-2 on, and they come home. I think you have to say they're feeling pretty good. So that's number one. Number two, we're talking about a reported contract extension for TJ Brody. On the trip, and the overall body, you can certainly say that there needs to be some improvement when it comes to that overall body of work, for sure. But the results, they were there. You go 4-2 on a six-game road trip in the first seven games of your season. I think you got to be pretty happy if you're a Flames fan with the results. They got them, good on them. On Brody, 5 years is the report. And an average annual value of $4.65 million. I believe that is a great contract. I believe that is a home run deal for the Flames right now. And it'll look even more like a home run deal going forward. And apologize for those noises on the air as well. Coming up on the program today, some troubling news from Los Angeles. Defenseman Slava Voynov arrested on domestic violence charges. And the NHL has reacted swiftly to that. We'll get into it around 12:30. Some bad news for Calgary's next opponent as well. That would be the Tampa Bay Lightning. Pat Steinberg along with you. As we continue along in the program this afternoon, want to welcome in the color voice of the Calgary Flames, Peter Labardius, with us. And Lou, welcome home, first of all. I forget what you look like, but welcome home nonetheless. How are you, my friend? Lou is at Winsport, and he was there, and now he dropped out again. So Lou's apparently having trouble finding service at Winsport. He said we're going to be good for the hit, so we'll try and figure it out. Maybe he'll go outside or something like that. I can reset on the TJ Brody front, because I really do believe this is a home run deal for the Flames. I really do believe that they come away from this deal looking great, because I think Brody is worth $4.65 million right now, and I think that he'll be an absolute bargain, an unbelievable steal in no time at all. And you can sit there and tell me that I'm being a homer, or I'm overvaluing a Flames player, or whatever you want, when I say that TJ Brody's worth $4.65 million right now. But I'll counter it with this. If PK Subban is making what he's making at over $9 million per season, or whatever he's at, and then you compare that to what TJ Brody's making, and this is what I'll go back to all the time. It's the same thing I do when forwards get contracts. But do you think that TJ Brody is 50% of the defenseman that PK Subban is right now? I think there's a good argument to be made that that's the case. I really do. In fact, I think that there's a good argument to be made that he's a whole lot more than 50% of that. So, yeah, I don't have any problem with $4.65 million for Brody right now. And again, I think it's going to be an absolute bargain in no time at all. All right, Lou's with us now. Hello, Mr. Labardius.
Had to try it at rank level in Winsport. The phone just, you know, it just doesn't want to get the job done. So here I am. It's beautiful in the parking lot.
You're a good man. Thanks, Lou. Hey, what do you look any different? I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
No. I don't look, I don't think one iota different. Maybe it, you know, a couple extra meals that a guy didn't need on the airplane. But outside of that, you know, jumped on the scale today. Everything was somewhat all right, so we're all right.
Good. Well, welcome home, my friend. It'll be good to
Thank
see you.
You
tomorrow. Hey, you just heard my thoughts on TJ Brody. I think it's a straight-up home run deal, no doubt about it, if indeed those contract terms reported last night by Elliot Friedman end up being accurate, and Elliot's pretty ironclad with this stuff, so I believe absolutely they will. What about you? A home run for the Flames on TJ Brody's extension?
I think it's a great deal for both, and I definitely think that as far as the Flames are concerned, that they should be very, very happy. He's off, as everybody knows. He looks like a world-class defenseman right now, the way he started the year, a six-game point streak, already has three goals last year. He had four the entire season, well on his way probably to eclipsing, you know, his 31 points of a year ago. I love his poise right now, Pat. I love the decisions that he's made with the puck. I just see such unbelievable growth. And at the end of the day, as we talk about game after game, day after day with this guy, is that when you can skate the way he does and have the ability to recover and get up the ice and get back, generally always being in good position, it's such a blessing to have the type of tools that he has. And yet, the only question I've had with TJ in the last couple years, and it's confidence, it's maturity, but I just love the strides he's made in terms of seeing the ice way better. I can't even almost believe the strides this guy continues to make. And now I think, you know, if this is the trend, and listen, everybody needs to kind of temper it a little bit. He's going to have some rough patches. That's just the way the seasons go. Mm-hmm. But, and I just said this to our Roger Millions a couple of minutes ago, with this team right now, as far as their top three guys on the back end, boy, you're pretty comfortable, aren't you, in every situation with the guys that wear 4, 5, and 7?
Mm-hmm. I think you have to be. I think you have to be pretty comfortable with those three right now. And let me ask you this. I'll maybe turn it on you a little bit on the Brody front. Is there, because you talk about his offensive ability and you know what he might be in that respect, and I'm with you. I think that's an absolutely fair question. What type of high end offensively will Brody have? Well, say that that doesn't happen. Say that he stays at kind of the offensive numbers we've seen from him the last couple of years, and that never really develops. Even still, I don't see any way how this contract ever looks bad on the Flames.
Never.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way this can turn into a bad contract.
Never. A matter of fact, I would say, and I think so highly of Anton Thun and Paul Capizzano and his whole agents group, known them for a long, long time. In many ways, they may be looking at it in a couple of years, wondering why, you know, they went with that kind of term themselves. But he's 24. It's a really good payday. And Pat, flat out, you know, by the time he's 28 or 29, when this deal comes to a conclusion,
yep.
If this guy continues on the up and up, I do. I think he has a chance to be an all-star in this league. That's how highly I think of him and in the progression. And who knows? Who knows? You know, that's the funny thing. Guys hit certain plateaus. And, you know, as a lot of smart hockey people have said to me over the years, at some point, a young player is going to settle into who he is. And you're going to get a real good idea in terms of, you know, is TJ a 45-point guy? Is he a 60-point guy? You know, what is he? But I don't know. There's just, I think it's a great deal in many ways for both, and I don't think the team will ever look back at this deal and wonder why they did it. I don't. I think it's a real victory.
He's Peter Labardius. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is Hockey Central at Noon on Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Lou, I'll reflect the story to you and then get you to bounce off of it, because I think you probably would have a different idea. But I remember the 2010 preseason after Brody had kind of burst on the scene in that Penticton Young Stars Classic the month before, or that same month. And so we're sitting in September of 2010 and watching the preseason. And Brody remains up in the preseason, and he's still there. And there was a game against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it was the first time we'd actually seen Brody against NHL players, and he went into the corner against Simone Gagné, and at the time Gagné was still playing regular minutes and all that, and I remember it was you, Boomer, Andrew Walker, and I all sitting side by side on the left side of the press box, and you said, okay, watch this, now we'll get to see him make a play against a real NHLer. Went into the corner, made the right play, Gagné didn't get it, it was a race, it was well played. That was the first time I was like, huh, this Brody guy, he might be able to be an NHL player. What about for you? At what point, what was the first time you were like, TJ Brody, this guy might be a full-time NHL defenseman?
I would probably have to go back to the spring of 2010 when he was traded to a very good Barrie team, and I saw him in back-to-back games against Windsor in the Ontario Hockey League final. That was a decent indication. And yet, Pat, in many ways, whether it was potentially the summer of 9 or the summer of 10, even to watch him in a summer development camp, just when you see someone skate the way that he does, and with the fact that I'd seen him in a number of games prior to that, I just saw great tools. And when you have great tools, as long as you feel like the individual is capable of learning and maturing, I felt right there and then that he had a chance. The one thing that I don't see a whole lot, and I have no trouble saying it right now,
yeah,
TJ Brody is a better pro than he was a junior, and he was a pretty good junior.
So, and for me, I mean, I look at the contract. I love it. I've been a big fan of Brody's for a long time. But what sold it for me was last year when Giordano went down. Because I think a lot of us were like, okay, Brody's having a great year, but how much of that is a product of what the captain is doing? Well, the captain goes down long-term last season, and Brody's kind of the guy who's taking on the lion's share of everything on that back end. And I thought he handled it in such great fashion, Lou. That was when it was kind of like, okay, no more question marks for me when it comes to TJ Brody. This guy is here. This guy is a full-time NHLer. This guy is a full-time good NHLer. There's no doubt about it. That's really what underlined it for me.
And I think it's a great statement, and I think it's a great way of looking at it, because that wasn't just for 3 or 4 games, Pat. That was for 18.
Yep.
That's a long stretch of time for him to be cast into a way more prominent role without this team's best defenseman in Mark Giordano. And I agree with you. I would say for me, the difference in our conversation is that was the point for me through about midway, you know, through 2013, 2014, where I felt this guy was not only a good player, but an emerging potential star. So the question you had asked me previously is, when did you see him being, you know, a real, real solid full-time guy? That answered that. Last year for me was, oh boy, I see a guy that, you know, could put himself, you know, in an elite category in the league.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's kind of when it really was like, all right, watch out. This guy, this guy's on his way up. One more thing on TJ Brody, and you kind of talked about a little bit earlier when you talked about the offensive numbers, but what's his ceiling, Lou? Like, and maybe you said he's an NHL All-Star. Maybe that's what you see his ceiling being, but where do you see him getting? Because he's still a couple of years from kind of being in those peak years.
Yes. 31 a year ago, I could see him, Pat, being an annual 50 to 60 type player. I mean, that's a lot of points. That's a lot of points. And yet, how do you properly potentially prorate it without knowing the type of weapons that he's going to potentially have to work with?
Mm-hmm.
Because that makes a big difference. Don't kid yourself. Right now, you know, a lot of this team's offense, and, you know, needless to say, you can just look flat out to see him with 7 points and, you know, the captain right there. I mean, so much of their offense is starting and coming from their back end. But think about TJ Brody potentially in a couple years working, you know, with a more gifted bunch. That would only, I think, and I don't know if you see it that way, but I think it's a factor in terms of, I don't think you can project without understanding who and what the cast of characters with him might be. I think that's really, really important because, you know, for a player like that who has the ability to jump up and make things happen, well, just think about, you know, if Sam Bennett and Sean Monahan and, you know, Johnny Gaudreau and some of the nice young offensive pieces continue to grow with him, then what's the ceiling?
Yeah, it's true. And you can't really know because we don't know what certain guys are going to be and where they're going to be in their progression in 2 or 3 years.
But I'd be shocked if we weren't talking about him as, and I always probably like to under rather than go over. But I think before long, he has the potential to be a 50 point player per year.
Yeah,
and I think 10 and 40 isn't out of the realm for this guy. And maybe that's too high. Maybe that's too high, and it's easy to say right now because he's, you know, he's all world right now.
But it wouldn't surprise me. Like, it wouldn't be something like, oh, yeah. I am shocked at that. You know, maybe it doesn't happen, but it wouldn't be something that blew your mind, right?
No, and 31 last year without his cohort for 18. So we start there, and that's why I think, you know, and it may not be this year, but I think 50 is a pretty, I think 50 is a pretty fair number.
He is,
and that's the last time I checked, that's a lot of points on defense in this league.
No, absolutely. He's Peter Labardius. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is Hockey Central at Noon. Would love your thoughts on the reported TJ Brody contract extension. Elliot Friedman reporting last night, 5 years at an AAV of $4.65 million. I think both Lou and I are on the same wavelength. I think it's a home run deal. I think it's good value right now. It'll be even better value down the road. 960-960, your thoughts on TJ Brody's contract. And is it a home run, or are we overstating things a little bit? 960-960 right now on text. A little bit later on the big show, going to open up the phone lines for a little bit too, kind of get your thoughts on it from a phone's perspective as well. Want to take you back to last night, Lou. I'm sure you remember this goal. Or maybe I can't play the goal.
I don't remember that one.
Let's try it again.
It gets by Wheeler, steps in and shoots. Loose puck. Colburn to Goudreau, who scores! Johnny Goudreau on the wraparound puts the puck past Andre Pavelec. His first goal, his first point of the season, gives the Flames a 2-1 lead.
Okay, you remember that one, right?
I remember it very well, yes.
Yeah, he comes back in, missed out on Thursday's game with a healthy scratch. 2 points last night, his first goal of the season and first point of the season. I guess we were right not to panic about Thursday's healthy scratch.
No need. Absolutely no need. And don't be surprised, Pat, a player trying to make this transition of his size, normally used to playing 40 or 50 games in a year, now trying to slug it out with the best players in the world for 82, might be a situation for Johnny Gaudreau, especially on tough, grueling trips. And as you know, this season is all about tough, grueling road trips. That's all the Flames have. They're either gone for 4 or 5 or at home for 4 or 5. That's pretty much the way the schedule goes this year. That's it in a nutshell. There's no denying that. That's what it is. So don't be surprised because of the transition and the size of the player and, you know, dealing with big, strong NHL defensemen trying to move pucks out of his own zone, if every once in a while he doesn't, you know, maybe need a night off. Just to recuperate, just, you know, to get a bit of a break. I mean, that's the type of trip that takes a lot out of everyone. I don't care who you are, whether you're just new and an NHL rookie or whether you've been around for a long time. I mean, that's a difficult six different cities, 11 nights, you know, not a lot of time, all the different time zone changes. That's a tough trip with some really, really good opponents that the Flames face. So, I had a sense, and I felt that way, and we talked about it in our Flames warm-up pregame show last night, and I had a sense he was going to have a good night. I like his ability to learn. He seemed to be handling it in a very, very mature way. And listen, Pat, there's no denying one factor. When this young player has some time and space with a puck, good things are going to happen.
Yeah.
It's about him continuing to learn the game, what he can do, and how to get himself in good positions, both offensively, and I suggest more so defensively. And that's what people sometimes forget about. The game starts from the back end out. That's where you're going to touch the puck and put yourself in position more often than not. And that's a big part of learning the game, not to be running around. Making yourself available in the defensive zone for outlets. And, you know, the goal showed off is what I referred to them last night as magic mitts, because he has a pair of those, if you will. Phenomenal hands, absolutely. There's no denying that either. But how about the little delay he makes on the goal that Raymond scores? Goes to the boards, draws Toby Enstrom over to him, and then slides the puck just neatly through a small seam between Enstrom's stick and his skates to find Raymond coming with speed. attacked the net and made a great shot to beat the goalie. Again, those are little plays that not a lot of players can make, but with some time and space, and it's been hard for him to find early in his NHL's first season, but when he does, good things happen.
And Lou, breaking news right now, not surprising news by any stretch, as we knew it was coming today, but the Flames have officially announced a 5-year extension for TJ Brody that just came down in the last about 20 seconds. The Flames officially announcing TJ Brody's 5-year extension, and we'll confirm the terms, but Elliott Friedman had $4.65 million as an average annual value yesterday, and that, I'm guessing, is probably where it ends up. So 5-year extension officially confirmed by the Flames. One more on Gaudreau, Lou. And sure. That is, and we were trying to talk about this in the postgame show last night, but Derek Wills so rudely interrupted us with his interview
that
with Mason
Rayner. That happens a lot every night.
Yeah, I know. Stupid interviews with NHL players. But no, he got 2 minutes and 51 seconds of power play time last night. The prior games before the healthy scratch on Friday, he wasn't getting that type of power play time. I wonder what changed. Like, was it the healthy scratch and Bob wanted to get him back into the power play? Was it something he was seeing during the game? He's like, no, you know, he's rolling. We need to get him some power play ice time. I'm curious, and I don't know the answer, but I'm curious as to what changed in the way Bob Hartley was going about things, where he's like, yeah, let's get him back into the power play unit and get him back playing a lot of minutes on the man advantage, which he did last night in Winnipeg.
I think all good coaches have a really good feel for who's going and who isn't going. And for me, in watching Bob the last couple of years, I think that's one of his greatest strengths and attributes. So I deflect to the third option. I think he saw very early in the game from Johnny Gaudreau that he was feeling it. And for an offensive player, if they're feeling it, you need to put him in that position. Pat, you were the first one. You and I went back and forth on it. You know, we never disagreed in terms of him on the power play and that he potentially would be. I mean, you know, and I would suggest we've both had our moments in terms of how it's played out through the first 7 games. But when this guy's got it going in any way, shape, or form, he has to be out there. He's one of your best offensive guys. Mm-hmm. And that's an area where, you know, if you win faceoffs and your zone entries are pretty good, I want the puck on that guy's stick as often as you can get it to him. Yeah. Because he's going to find somebody else.
I'm with you. And I thought he had a heck of a night last night. Good to see him score his first goal of the season. And that was some high-end skill that he displayed in that wraparound. And ended up being the winner. Nice little pass he made to Mason Raymond on his go-ahead goal, which came just a few minutes afterwards. One more for you, Lou, and that's a 4-2 road trip for the Flames. They come off this trip with a 4-3 record, so they're above 500 as they kick off a 5-game homestand tomorrow. And they're taking on a Lightning team that is coming off the second half of a back-to-back tomorrow. They're going to be without Victor Hedman. I mean, It's all of a sudden shaping up into an opportunity for the Flames to maybe make some hay in the early part of the season and see if they can push their record 2 games above 500 for the first time.
It is, but remember this factor, and being around the game for quite a while now, the first home game coming off a long trip can usually be very, very difficult. And as you know, Pat, one of the discussions we had last year is how much we enjoyed watching that Tampa team play. They're fun.
Yep.
They're fast. They're energetic. They have high-end skill with young people that are just getting better and better. And, you know, a ringleader that might score 60 again, he's that good, and Steven Stamkos. So it's exciting. It's a great road trip. It's a phenomenal road trip for this team. But, again, let's not get too overzealous. Let's really kind of think about the process of the whole trip, which is a trip where the highlights to me were the play of the goaltenders first and foremost before we start, you know, getting too far ahead of ourselves.
All right, Lou. Well, welcome home. Go watch the rest of optional practice. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's too late. Now I've missed all of it.
Really?
You can't see optional practices from the parking lot.
What do
you feel like I'm covering the Masters again in 2001?
What do you think you missed?
Listen, what have I been telling you?
I'm just saying.
Every time you go to the rink, Every time I've ever been to a hockey rink, any level, any ice section, there's something you can learn.
Bye, Lou.
Bye.
There's Peter Lombardi. He's the color voice of the Flames. Joining us here on Hockey Central at noon. I don't disagree with him. I just don't think it's the worst thing in the world if he missed a little bit of optional practice. The news today, the Flames have confirmed a five-year extension for TJ Brody, the reported terms at $4.65 million per. And again, I think this is a home run deal. What about you at 960-960? Is this a home run deal for TJ Brody and the Flames? And more specifically, is this a home run deal for the Flames specifically? I think they have got phenomenal value over the course of the contract. I think they got good value right now on Brody. In 2 or 3 years, I think it's going to be phenomenal value, similar to the type of value they're getting from Mark Giordano right now. Gio's at 4.02, and the last 2 years, that's about half of what he could be making on the open market. I think that we're going in the same direction when it comes to Brody. In a couple of years, I think that's the type of contract we're going to be talking about with him. So, new five-year extension for TJ Brody, hoping to hear from both him and Brad Treliving later on the program, whether it be at Hockey Central or a little bit later on the Big Show. My name is Pat Steinberg. The NHL showed us today you can learn from someone else's mistakes. That's around the corner. But first, let's go off the ice with Strombo and Merrick. This is Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We are with Calgary sports fans through thick and thin. Here's hoping we have more thick than thin coming our way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Off the ice with Strombo and Merrick. Brought to you by Rogers NHL Game Center Live.
Hey, kids, you like All-Star Games? Hey, kids, you like Nashville?
Yes.
Well, those two things
yes.
are getting together next season.
People ask me, hey, Messier, what's the next big thing in hockey? That's easy. Rogers NHL Game Center Live. Live stream over 1,000 games so you can follow your team and catch the games that matter to you. They didn't have that when I played. And if you're a Rogers Internet or wireless data customer, you get a free subscription until December 31st, 2014 to Rogers NHL Game Center Live. Learn more at rogers.com/NHL.
Hey, Strombo, the NHL All-Star Game is heading to Music City. That's right, Nashville, home of the Preds, will house this wonderful weekend event next season. For those that haven't been to Nashville, George, what can they expect and look forward to?
Nashville is essentially two cities like any good touristy city in America. It's the one that is all glitzy and touristy, and then it's the other one. It's called Music City USA for a reason, because it really is where all the songwriters live, and most of the people want to roll down Broadway, which is fine. Broadway is fine if you're into that kind of like mainstream Disneylandy version of Nashville. If you're going to do that, you cannot miss one honky-tonk bar called Roberts. The other side of Nashville, kind of the cool artist side of Nashville, which is where Jack White moved to, there's an album by an artist called Todd Snyder, and it's called East Nashville Skyline, a play on the Dylan record. If you want to learn the other side of Nashville and how cool and dark it can be, it's Todd Snyder's East Nashville Skyline.
And George, for me, maybe because of Jack White, the answer is my favorite music coming out of Nashville is the Raconteurs. What is it for you?
Not unlike your selection, Jeff. My favorite music coming out of Nashville is from a guy who wasn't from there. He's from Abbott, Texas, but it's what Willie Nelson meant to country music. And besides, Snoop Dogg told me the only person who could ever outsmoke him was Willie Nelson. Even Snoop had to look at him and say, I can't do this anymore.
Breaking sports news can happen anytime, anywhere. Stay connected all the time with Sportsnet 960 breaking sports alerts sent right to your inbox. We're connected to sports sources all over the world. If it's breaking news for the Flames, Hitmen, Stampeders, Roughnecks, or any other sports you care about, know first by signing up for Sportsnet 960 breaking sports alerts. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Nissan is the fastest growing automotive brand in Canada. And now is your best chance to catch one. Get amazing clear-out deals like 0% financing on the fuel-efficient Sentra and big cash discounts on Pathfinder and Altima, up to $13,000 on select Titan models. But you better act fast. These Nissans aren't standing still. The 2014 Nissan Clear-Out. See your local Western retailer or choose Nissan.ca.
Welcome to Auto Value's Car Chat. Today we're talking to Megan.
Jimmy, every time
time I start talking, I can't stop. Last week when I was at the grocery store, this girl dropped her magazine. It had a picture of Bradley Cooper, and I was all like, he's so delish. Then I bought a grapefruit that day.
Whoa! I can't stop your motor mouth, but I can recommend the full line of Perfect Stop brake products from Auto Value. Pads, rotors, calipers, the works. All ready to install right out of the box.
That's awesome. It reminds me of when...
And we're out of time. Till next time, stay classy, Alberta.
Purpose, pride, potential, passion, ignited.
He scores! Wow, what a goal!
Your Calgary Flames are back. Be part of the fire. Join us at calgaryflames.com/tickets.
What a great night to be at the Dome.
The game-changing Canon EOS 70D DSLR is now at Memory Express. This powerhouse camera features the revolutionary dual-pixel CMOS autofocus system, a touchscreen LCD, and a Digic 5 Plus processor to make taking crisp, perfectly lit pictures and movies easy. Plus, the Canon EOS 70D's built-in Wi-Fi transfers directly. Get your Canon EOS 70D today at 3 Calgary locations or memoryexpress.com.
Memory Express. Did you know the rental market in Calgary is hot? If you require attentive professional property management, relax. Hope Street's got you covered. Every day, we're in contact with tons of corporate clients and families who are looking for great homes, just like yours. Hope Street, proudly named Canada's 2014 Property Management Firm of the Year by Canadian Real Estate Magazine. Call or visit us online today.
HopeStreet.ca.
Shank's Sports Grill is more than just big screens and big games. Shank's is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company team-building event or a personal occasion, Shank's expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. All you have to do is set the date, arrive with your coworkers or friends, and bring your enthusiasm for fun. Book your event today. Shank's North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace, and Shank's South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
Paradise Bay. They have hot tubs, they have patio furniture, they have barbecue islands. But what turns your backyard into a total backyard escape? A swim spa. You can enjoy your backyard all year long with a swim spa by Arctic Spas. Swim in a pool in the summer, lounge in a hot tub in the winter. Paradise Bay has outdoor life covered with hot tubs, patio sets, and more. And now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast, just two doors down from Trail Appliances. Visit goparadisebay.com.
Hi, Mark Messier here with the Cameron family, who share a love of hockey. They have a Share Everything plan with Rogers, so they can watch Rogers NHL Game Center live from anywhere.
That's right. Jenny watches on her smartphone at the cafe, Jimmy at the library, and Jason on the bus.
So a family that likes to travel with the team.
Oh, we love road games.
Nice.
This season's pass subscription to Rogers NHL Game Center Live is free for our Share Everything customers. Standard data overages and roaming charges, blackouts, and other restrictions apply. See rogers.com/NHL.
在 Metro Ford， 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford，
Metro Ford， 这特是多地玻璃玻璃哈。
We speak your language. The Ford Swap Your Ride event is on now, and Canadians across the country are swapping their rides for a Ford. Visit Metro today and swap your ride. Eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,000 towards most new Ford vehicles. See paper for details. It's car buying simplified at Metro Ford. We speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or metroford.ca.
The Flames at 5, weekdays 5 to 6 p.m. on the drive home. Rob Kerr talks hockey for 60 minutes. The Flames beat the National Hockey League, the Hitman, or any trending story in hockey. The Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber. Outstanding service, competitive pricing, professional personnel, and proud recipients of the Better Business Bureau's Business Ethics Award and the Consumer Choice Award from 2003 to 2014. Flames at 5 with Rob Kerr, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Home for Boomer and Warner in the morning. Jim Rome, Hockey Central, The Big Show, and tons of play-by-play. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is Hockey Central at Noon with Pat Steinberg on your home of the Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
On issues of domestic violence, our security department and our behavioral health counselors, as well as the rookie orientation program, have been doing that with the players for more than a decade.
And now the NHL has a domestic violence issue that is very much imminent and very much in front of them right now. As we continue on Hockey Central at noon, that's the voice of Gary Bettman when he spoke to George Strombolopoulos at a big kind of town hall last month. And that was right when the NFL was going through their domestic violence issues, and Gary Bettman was asked about it. Well, today that clip becomes more relevant because Slava Voynov, LA Kings defenseman, has been arrested in California on domestic violence charges. And kind of what you're hearing from TMZ, it's kind of, you know, it's pretty stomach turning, and we don't know all of the details. We don't know exactly what happened. So right now we can't sit here and jump to conclusions about what happened, but here's what I can tell you. Anytime the words domestic violence are used, it's not good. And, you know, whether it ends up being Voynov or somebody else who perpetrated or what, this is not a good situation, and this is something that really makes it difficult to talk about sports, because you're like, that makes it tough because your stomach's crawling and you hate hearing stories about this. So I want to preface that before we talk about anything else, is that this is definitely not good. These are tough subjects to talk about, but we have to talk about them. But nothing overshadows the gravity of the situation. Nothing overshadows what is being alleged right now. So anything else that we talk about from here on out comes secondary to that. So that's point number one. Point number two, I think you've got to give the NHL a little credit as to how they handled this, because they were out in front of it. It was the NHL who came forward before most people knew that this had happened. And I don't think there's any doubt the NHL has learned from the ridiculous missteps of the NFL dealing with their domestic violence situations from last month with Ray Rice and kind of all that happened there. In the end, we know that PR is secondary, but we also know that a league can really send a message about these things, not just to the player, but a message period can be sent about these things if you react swiftly and strongly. Well, they've suspended Voynov indefinitely, and I think the NHL did react swiftly and did react strongly, and I think what they've done today is the proper way of handling it. They got the news, they made their decision right away. Here's John Shannon from the NHL on Sportsnet, kind of about what happens from here.
What is going through the player's mind? Is the player, in fact, innocent, or is he guilty? And then they're also concerned with the image of the game. Any circumstance now, because the collective bargaining agreement allows them to that this situation will be handled at a league level, and it takes it out of the club's personal agenda. Gary Bettman has been out there publicly saying that we're going to have a zero tolerance on this situation. He said it, I can tell you, at the board meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was adamant that this would be the policy. There were owners fully supporting them at that meeting. There was no question that if something like this with Voynov did occur, this is exactly what would happen.
So that is John Shannon on kind of what's going to happen going forward with the NHL and this Slava Voynov story. Again, we're fully aware of the gravity of this situation, and hockey comes second, so remember that. But I think the NHL has reacted properly to this. They've reacted swiftly and strongly, so I think that's the proper reaction. What about for the LA Kings, though? And I think from a hockey perspective, this is Hockey Central at noon. That's the third thing we come to, because I do think it's the third most important thing. I think the actual situation and how bad a situation it is number one. Number two is how the NHL's reacted to it. And then we get to hockey and what it does for the Kings. But let's not forget, that is one of their best defensemen, and the Kings lose a player who's been instrumental in their success the last number of years. They've got some depth, but they're missing Jake Muzzin right now with an upper body injury. There's no doubt about it. This hurts the LA Kings in terms of their on-ice product. But again, when you're talking about something as serious as this sounds, you almost feel kind of stupid talking about what it means for hockey, but I do think it needs to be mentioned. I do think we need to talk about it a little bit. So there you go. That's the latest when it comes to Slava Voynov and the LA Kings, and anything more that we get, we'll let you know about. But that is the latest as to what's gone on. Let's switch it back to hockey and focus in on tonight and tomorrow at the same time.
Brown on the rebound, right circle, centers it. Nemetsnikov saved by Price. It's still loose. A backhand shot, Hedman, score! Victor Hedman! Price couldn't find it. And Hedman has scored his third goal of the year. It's 1-0 Lightning. with 14:36 left in the first.
Ahead of their back-to-back set in Alberta tonight and tomorrow, bad news for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They've lost that man, Victor Hedman, 4 to 6 weeks with a broken hand as the Bolts get ready to take on the Edmonton Oilers tonight before they're here tomorrow for a game against the Flames. That's a huge loss for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Without Hedman, they lose a huge, and not to say they don't have some other nice pieces on the back end and some guys who do some solid work, but Victor Hedman is their number one defenseman. Victor Hedman has turned into one of the top defensemen in the NHL, certainly one of the top defenders at his age group. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I still think it was bizarre that Sweden didn't take Hedman to the Olympics. Not like it really would have made a difference. They got to the silver medal and they would have been beaten by Canada with or without Hedman that night or that day. But still, I mean, what Victor Hedman has done the last couple of years, pretty remarkable. And as we stand right now, I believe he's one of the NHL's better defensemen, and I think he is getting to the point where I don't think we're that far off from him being in Norris Trophy conversation. That's a huge loss for Tampa, and it's kind of too bad for us. We don't get to see one of the top young defenders in the game tomorrow at the Scotiabank Saddledome, but more from a just overall standpoint of hockey for the Lightning, that hurts. Still, at the Dome tomorrow, get an opportunity to see Steve Stamkos, get an opportunity to see Jonathan Drouin. First time to see Stamkos in a while because he was hurt when the Lightning came here last year. Wasn't here the year before because of the lockout, so it's been a long time since we've had an opportunity to see Stamkos in person. And this will be my first chance, I think this is correct, this will be my first chance to see Jonathan Drouin ever. Oh, no, it's not true because he was here for the Team Canada World Junior Camp. But first time in NHL action to see Jonathan Drouin, potentially. Josh, is that right? He's not playing tonight against the Edmonton Oilers, that's the word?
Yeah, John Cooper says he's available to play but not expected to be in the lineup tonight, but tomorrow would be his NHL debut.
So we're thinking that tomorrow he does kind of make that debut, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Jonathan Drouin is as a member of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So no Hedman, but we still get to see Stamkos and Drouin tomorrow, and maybe it's good news for the Flames as they'll try and make it another win and go back-to-back to kick off this five-game homestand. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is Hockey Central at noon on a Monday afternoon. We're downtown Calgary in our Sportsnet 960 studios, and if you want to go to tomorrow's game, if you want to go to Thursday's game against the Carolina Hurricanes, or any game all year long, you can do so for only $30 by utilizing Sport Check Zone tickets. Any Sport Check store in the city has got these. They're $30. They're great seats, but they're even better value. There's tickets still available for tomorrow. There's tickets still available for Thursday. Why not go see Stamkos and Drouin up close and personal? Or if you're a fan club member, you can win a pair of Sport Check Zone tickets in the fan club at sportsnet.ca/960. $30 a piece at any Sport Check store across the city. The best value tickets you're going to find for the Flames. As we continue along, we've got lots to get to, including some from Brad Treliving. We're going to hear from the general manager before too long, as he has commented today on TJ Brody's new contract extension. It is a 5-year deal and a reported average annual value of $4.65 million. For me, an absolute home run for the Flames. This is Hockey Central at noon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The best insiders, the breaking sports news when it happens, tons of play-by-play. Calgary, this is your sports radio. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Everybody knows that Sportsnet 960 listeners are really smart. The sports knowledge is second to none. Most of our guys know the results of the games even before they're played. But for those who might need some help with their football picks, we present Pools and Props with Boomer and Scott Taylor. Thursdays at 9:25 a.m. Listen to the boys' picks for Pools and Props or take your own. Look for the picks in the Fan Club newsletter each week. Get your game on. Pools and Props. Choose the winners and be a legend with Sports Select. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Find the performance that fits your lifestyle at the BMW Ultimate Performance Event.
With exceptional rates from just 0.9% and model year end credits up to $2,500 on remaining 2014 models,
your toughest decision will be choosing which one.
Take advantage of the remaining selection and our best offers yet on 2014 BMW 3, 4, and 5 Series.
So hurry in. The Ultimate Performance Event ends November 2nd.
Visit your BMW retailer today for details.
And this is our new living room.
Very nice. Oh,
I didn't know you had company.
Oh, this is Trevor, our senior construction superintendent from Rebuilt Homes. He was such a big part of our home, we decided to keep him.
At Rebuilt Homes, during every stage of the building process, an 8-point quality control inspection is performed by a Rebuilt senior construction superintendent. Just one more reason to build Rebuilt.
You know who was a big part building with the other guys? My pharmacist. Lots of headaches.
Rebuilt Homes. Redefining affordable luxury. RebuiltHomes.com.
Alberta's fast-growing economy needs power. In fact, over the next 10 years, Alberta will need $10 to $15 billion invested in new power generation. It's a tall order, but TransAlta has been building the power you need since 1911. And we'll be there today and tomorrow to meet our province's electricity needs. Learn how TransAlta is leading the way forward at powerontransalta.ca.
Hey, we're the Box and Nails you're selling to the man trying to build a deck.
Trying is right. Poor guy has no clue.
He comes back to your hardware store every day looking for new supplies and advice.
So the least you can do is reward his loyalty with fast debit and credit card payment processing from Moneris.
When your entrepreneurship meets their ingenuity, they call it entrepreneurity.
Clever.
And you can get a gift worth up to $500 to make it work for you.
See how at Moneris.com.
Or call 1-800-MONERIS.
Rogers Small Business Help Center.
I'd like online marketing advice I can use now.
Well, attend Rogers Talks, our conference where experts give actionable tips and tools you can use right away.
Really? But my business is small.
That's fine. These experts cover topics like content marketing and online brand building to let any business stay ahead. And it's all free.
Well, in that case, I'll get my whole team to go.
So that'll be...
Let's see, one ticket, please.
Join us for Rogers Talks in Calgary, November 4th at the Four Points by Sheridan. Register today at rogers.com/Rogers Talks.
At BBM Canada, we're helping to make radio better. We start by calling Canadians and conducting a quick survey. And now, we have a new name.
Idiots.
Losers.
Jerks.
Morons.
No. It's Numeris. BBM Canada is now Numeris. So say yes to being a part of our survey, and you will be shaping the future of radio and television. Visit numeris.ca to learn more. Numeris. Audiences count.
I remember getting into the car with my brother, my sister-in-law, and my 8-week-old niece. We got hit by a drunk driver on the passenger side, completely crumpled in the side of the car. I remember waking up in the hospital 3 days after the funeral, and the worst part was when they told me that Kyra had been killed. At 8 weeks old, her life was over. She never got a chance at anything. Your heart drops to the pit of your stomach, and you just don't know how to function. You don't know how to react. This is what happens when you drink and drive.
A message from the Brewers of Canada and Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Welcome to A to Z Windows and Doors, offering renovation Milgard Tuscany Vinyl and Essence Series wood windows and patio doors that embody the essence of nature, home, and tradition. A to Z is proud to sell Milgard's vinyl renovation windows with a true full lifetime warranty. NAFTA certified and approved with the dependability your home and renovation deserves. Visit atwozwindows.ca or call 403-257-DOOR for your Milgard windows and doors.
Hi, this is Jonathan Carroll from TravelNationCanada.com. Life is hectic enough. Don't let your travel bookings stress you out. Whether you're looking for flights, cruises, car rentals, or vacations, we have a team with over 100 years of experience to get you there. Call or visit us at...
Call 1-844-5-NATION, 1-844-5-NATION, TravelNationCanada.com. You gotta see this world.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan, proud home of the Calgary Flames in the National Hockey League. We've got your way into the Dome for every Flames home game. Fan Club members, use your points to enter to win great seats to Flames hockey. Enter often, it's easy and free. Sportsnet.ca/960 to become a Fan Club member. Flames tickets from Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Talk to your boss. It's totally okay to stream Sportsnet 960 all day and night on your work computer. In fact, it's new company policy. Sportsnet.ca/960.
Hockey Central at Noon continues only on Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's getting better and better. You know what? This young man is really growing well. His speed, his hockey sense, like the way that, you know, like he can push, and we encourage all of our defensemen to jump in the play. But, you know, like in Brody's case, like You know, like Broads has that ability to really jump, like, like one step and he's full speed. And even if there's a mistake or anything, his speed allows him to recover. So, you know, like we're pushing the envelope lots of time with our D-man, like we're telling them to go and we want to create odd man situations. But with the commitment that we have from our forwards to come back and the speed that we have on our blue line, you know, like sometimes like doesn't even show that we're risking anything.
That is the head coach of the Flames. His name is Bob Hartley, as he spoke yesterday following a Flames 4-1 win over the Winnipeg Jets. He was talking about TJ Brody and his great game, extended his 6-game point streak yesterday. And today, a new contract extension officially for Brody. It's a 5-year extension with the reported terms of $4.65 million per season. So I've said this numerous times and I'll continue saying it if you're just joining us. I think there's a home run deal for the Flames. I think Brody's worth 4.65 right now. I think he'll be worth far more than 4.65 going forward. So I think this is a really good deal for the Flames, and I like them getting this signing done today. They buy 3 years of unrestricted free agency in this contract, so that's good. And I think a lot of people say, well, why wasn't it 8 years? Well, I think that the player and the organization probably met in the middle here, and I think that 5 years is probably more desirable from the player side of things, or some a little bit less than 8 years, a little bit more desirable from the player, because you might want to get to that unrestricted free agency for the first time. But for the Flames, it's still long-term enough that it ends up being a good contract. Here's Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Flames, spoke at Winsport today following the signing of a very important 5-year contract extension for TJ Brody.
Well, I think you all see where the game is gone and where it's going. And you know, to be able to do what TJ does, like you said, he's playing a lot of minutes. They're hard minutes. He's playing against the other team's top players with Gio, obviously. I think together they formed an excellent duo and a great matchup pairing. But these are hard minutes. These are minutes against top players. They're special team minutes. And in a lot of cases, not only what he's doing defending, but he's in a lot of cases, at least early on in the season, has been driving our offense too. So, you know, these types of players are so critical to have success at this, you know, in today's game, and to try to, you know, that's why we're excited to get this thing done and know that we've got TJ under contract. It's a good day for us.
If I can go back to my earlier question, to me, him saying, I want to be a Calgary Flame long-term has to send a strong message to your organizational's youth, young players, your draft picks, and maybe potential Flames down the road. Is there any agreement upon that?
Yeah, I think so, Roger. Anytime you have a player that says, you know, I'm prepared to be here long-term, that's always a good thing. You know, the other part of this contract, too, is in a lot of ways, I think TJ's still scratching the surface. You know, I think there's still a lot more to this player, you know, his game as he continues to mature. And, you know, the sky's the limit here. So absolutely, by him saying, okay, let's get this done, let's do it, let's get some term here. This is where I want to be. Obviously, it's music to our ears, and I think sends a strong message for throughout the organization.
You said it was a priority to get this done. When did it start? When did the process start?
Well, we had some conversations during camp just to get a general idea of you know, where each camp was in terms of their positions, and then obviously in the last probably 10 days it's picked up momentum, and we were able to get something done here quite frankly relatively quickly. And like I said, what I always call a futures contract, when you're looking at, you know, the term that TJ signed for, you look at this marketplace and where it's going to be in a year, 2 years for this type of player. You know, there's always a little bit of a push and pull, but we got there. In my mind, we got there relatively quickly.
How much did TJ's start to the season have anything to do with it, if at all? I mean, it's
You can't do deals of this magnitude in short snapshots. I think it's dangerous to you know, look at a very small body of work and say, okay, but I would tell you this type of player and where this market's going, I don't think it's getting any less expensive the longer you go. So we were excited to get it done now.
He's a guy, obviously, you've watched, you know, from afar for a while. What have you, now being with the Flames organization, what have you learned about TJ?
It's a good question. I like I said, I, I've probably repeated this more times than you guys want to hear, but you have an idea from the outside coming in, learned a bit about the player, quiet kid. This guy, his will to want to win is greater than I thought. You know, sometimes people that are less talkative or quieter, there's a perception that their competitiveness isn't great. This guy is highly, highly competitive. I find him to be, like, you, what stands out is his skating ability and his ability to jump into rush. He's a much better defender than I thought. You know, subtleties in his game. He plays the offside. That's a difficult thing to do for, you know, to play the right side, and he does it with a lot of ease. I just think that there's a more of an all-round game than I thought. You know, I knew that this guy was probably going to put up points just because of the amount of minutes he's playing, and he's got offensive instincts. He skates well. But you look at, even in the, you know, the short span, the start of the season, you know, he sees top players every night, him and Gio, and you know, to be able to defend but also produce in those matchups, this guy is a, I said early on, this was hopefully a quiet little secret that only we knew about how good TJ was, but his side was paying attention too. So this guy's a really good player, and I think, again, there's still upside here. I think he's only scratching the surface.
When you talk about a guy who's just scratching that surface, where specifically do you see that upside?
Well, you know, I think Bob mentioned it earlier. It's sort of that confidence to I think TJ starting to feel it. You know, you hear that word all the time with players, you know, once they get confident. I think TJ's learning now, or getting an understanding how good he can be. You know, he can be a real top defenseman, young defenseman in this league, and you know, the more he understands that and sort of trusts his own abilities and trusts his game, you just see that confidence, you know, it taking his game to a different level. So you know, as I talked to him today, what we're not going to ask TJ to do is try to change now that he's got a new contract, but continue to believe in himself, and with his skill set, and I think as he continues to mature, I just see this guy, you know, again, being able to, you look at a guy who can play 5-on-5, play against top players, play under power play, kill penalties, you know, play in last minutes of situations. There isn't a situation that, you know, you're going to shelter him from. Those are unique players. You know, a player that, you know, not only do you have to shelter, but you want him out there in every situation. So it's a good day, and I'm glad he's on our side.
I know they're different defensively, but you know Oliver Ekman-Larsson so well out of Phoenix. Similar age group kind of players. Yeah. Is there any? I mean, they're comparable now in their future in terms of salary. But how do you see those two in terms of comparable defensemen?
Yeah, that's a good point, Roger. I mean, yeah, Oliver's an excellent. I mean, he's again probably a player that doesn't get talked about enough. But you know, in looking at both players, there's some similarities. A, how they both think the game. Their feet. You know. In today's game, especially on defense, you need to be mobile, you need to have feet, be able to move. So, you know, every player is a little bit different, but, you know, when you start talking about Oliver Ekman, I think he's he's an elite defenseman, and TJ's, you know, taking steps to get to that point. But there are some similarities between the two, absolutely.
Now that TJ's done, is there other extensions you're working on or thinking about, or what's...
I don't like to talk about those contracts until they're done. No, it's like anything else. You're always looking. This was an important one, just with the timing and, you know, where he was relative to the structurally. I mean, he still had 2 years, you know. But again, when I look at the marketplace and where his game was going and where this market's going, felt this was important to get to. Nothing imminent in terms of anything else at this point, but we'll continue to look and see if there's things we need to tackle. But at this point, I would say we're in wait and see mode.
Just so I'm clear, the CBA, does it not prohibit you to talk extension until the final year of a contract, right?
Yeah.
July 1st of that final year?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
That is Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Flames, following a 5-year contract extension today for TJ Brody. The reported terms, an average annual value of $4.65 million. That's the general manager. Around the corner, we're going to hear from TJ Brody. Also coming up in hour number one of the big show, want to hear from you on the phone lines, your thoughts. thoughts on this TJ Brody contract, all that coming up, plus around the NHL, three burning questions, and a whole lot more. But to kind of close things out, Flames hit a home run when it comes to TJ Brody. 5 years, and if those contract terms are accurate, and I believe they are because they come from Elliot Friedman, $4.65 million per year for the next five for TJ Brody. They hit that one straight out of the park. You want to go Grand Slam, you want to go whatever it is, they hit one today. Good stuff from the Flames. That's a huge contract for a player who's turning into one of the game's best in the position. My name is Pat Steinberg. That'll do it for Hockey Central at Noon. Want to thank Peter Labardius for joining us. The big show is about 5 minutes away. We've got lots of hockey talk and a whole lot more as we kick things off next. This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.